Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Now, Midnight Mastermind.
The last one of the week. And I really, 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 really want to go out on a high. The subjects this week, they've been fascinating. They've been...
Riverside Studios, the Performing Arts Centre in Hammersmith.
The history of the BBC.
Desert dust.
Yeah, dust. Important dust as well. We learnt a lot. Dust is all around us. Sang wet, wet, wet. We learned about blood rain, which is the thing. That's the one question I got right, so I just got a 1 out of 3. But here we go. Final one, then. Let's see who's asking the questions by saying good morning. What is your name?
Hi, I'm Robbie from the 80s Rewind Show podcast.
Yes, Robbie. Whereabouts is that recorded? Where are you in the world?
I'm in a place called Faversham, which is just outside Canterbury, so in Kent.
Sweet. Do you have anything you need to achieve before April hits? So anything you need to achieve today?
Well, I've been trying to read this book for ages and I've not finished it. So I've got to read about 5 chapters by the end of tomorrow night.
Okay. What's the book?
It's just about the Rolling Stones, basically, the history of Rolling Stones.
Right. Is it a good book? Mm. Would you recommend it? Because I do need some holiday reading.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a studio one, so it's a bit nerdy. So okay. If you don't mind nerdy stuff, it's fine.
I love a bit of nerdy stuff. The only problem I have sometimes is, you know, when you read biographies, especially of people you like or bands you like. Yeah. I remember reading one about Mick Fleetwood, and I was like, oh, I really like Mick Fleetwood, drummer, you know, Fleetwood Mac and all that. And the more I read of the book, the less I liked him. By the time I got to the end, I was like, oh, God, he sounds like an idiot. Anyway, Mick, if you're listening, I don't mean that. I think it was a badly written book. So then, Robbie, what are we doing? What's the subject?
We're going to do comedians in 80s pop videos.
Oh, okay. I love that, in 80s pop videos. I thought it'd be something 80s. Stay there for me. I'm not totally sure how I'm going to research this, talking to the 80s. We will have 3 questions about comedians in 80s pop videos after this. Legit, one of the hardest things I've ever had to try and research on Midnight Mastermind. I mean, try it yourself. If you're near a way of Googling it, try and see if you can find comedians in 80s music videos. But what a great subject. Robbie, I think I sort of got it because you told me what the podcast was. But why this subject in particular?
I've just found it interesting that comedians and 80s mix together quite well. Like, you know, pop musicians want to be comedians and vice versa. So I just thought, you know, I just mingle the two. Why not?
It's a great way to do it. Why do you think that was? Why do you think comedy and music went together so well in the 80s?
I just think it was one of those periods where anything could happen, anything could go. So it doesn't matter if people were appearing in videos or on stage together. It just didn't matter because it was just the decade of discovery and, you know, new ideas, and anything was possible. And I think this sort of stuff just proves it.
Yeah, it does. Well, I think this is going to be a fascinating subject. So let me set the mood.
Midnight Mastermind.
You sound like a man, Robbie, who's good at being in charge of this sort of thing. So it's all yours. Radio 2 is all yours. 3 questions on comedians in 80s music videos. Take it away.
Okay. Which comedian appeared in Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al video in 1986?
One of the great music videos, it's a great music video, it's a great song, but mainly because of the sizes between the two people. Paul Simon is not a large man. Chevy Chase is a large man. Chevy Chase looks like Paul Simon is a ventriloquist dummy. The size difference is that massive. So Chevy Chase is the answer.
Correct. Is the right answer.
All right, cool. Okay, then, let's go to question 2.
Okay, which comedian appeared in the video for Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy video in 1988?
Ooh, okay. Okay, so, obviously, was it because it was the song from a film?
I don't think it was, no. I think it was just he's a friend of the singer and he just appeared. And he's greatly missed. I'll give you a clue.
Okay, so the reason I'm saying this is I thought it was a song from the film Cool Runnings. I'm pretty sure it was in that, and part of the music video was part of that film. So I'm going to say John Candy, because that's the only person I can think of. So is it John Candy?
No, it's Robin Williams.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Good shout. And he is very much missed, Robin Williams is. Right, final question.
Okay, which British comedian appeared in the Shakin' Stevens video for What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For in 1987.
Give me the question one more time. So which comedian...
Appeared in the video for Shakin' Stevens' What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For video in 1987.
87. Okay, who was one of the big old comedians going around in 87?
He wasn't big then. He's big now, but he wasn't big then.
Okay.
And he's part of a duo. There you go, there's another clue for you.
Oh, you see, I was going to say, and this isn't my answer, it's just me thinking through it, Hale and Pace, okay. But I wouldn't say Hale and Pace particularly big right now. They were big for a while. Who's part of a duo is funny? Oh, mate, I can't...
Do you want another clue?
Yeah, of course, always. Okay. Go on.
All right, I'm going to help you out as it's the end of the week. He's now doing a lot of artwork. He's an artist.
Oh, Vic Reeves.
Correct.
Hey, all right, I'll tell you. No, wait, what was he doing in the video then?
He's in like a little flash frame, so he's Shakin' Stevens is running around the street dancing with just people, and he's just there dancing in the street with him.
It's that sort of question is great because there is a I think it's a Bruce Springsteen track which has got Courtney Cox in it.
Dancing in the Dark.
Yeah, Dancing in the Dark, because it's before she was famous, and obviously she was an extra or something like that, and he brings her up onto stage, and they dance really badly together. I mean, it's real 80s dancing going on. But I'll take a 2 out of 3, Robbie. I'll take a 2 out of 3.
Go for it, mate.
Talk me through this podcast. It sounds great. What's it called?
It's the 80s Rewind Show podcast. And what I do is most people do lots of podcasts about top 10 movies, but I'm a music fanatic. So I decided to go through and speak to some of the musicians that inspire the music, which I love today.
Yeah.
So I spoke to Ivan from Men Without Hats about the Safety Dance. I spoke to Nick Van Eed about Died in Your Arms Tonight. And just recently, I interviewed Chris Hughes, who co-wrote Everybody Wants to Rule the World with Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about the writing process and how he produced the album, Songs for the Big Chair. And it's been wonderful.
What I always get is, I mean, these people wrote these things so many years ago. How do they remember what happened at the time? I can't remember what happened a couple of days ago, let alone what I was doing in a studio 40 years ago.
I mean, if it's that iconic, surely you must remember what you're doing.
Are you suggesting, Robbie, I wasn't doing something iconic 2 days ago?
No, I'm saying you will be when you look back.
Right, yeah. The song we're going to play, Robbie, is Shakin' Stevens' What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For? So this is the song that had Bob in it.
Vic.
Well, listen, I got the question right at the point. Remind us the name of the podcast again, Robbie.
It's the 80s Rewind Show podcast.
Well, Robbie, thank you for taking the time to chat to us. Great, great pop quiz questions. Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks, mate.
Bye-bye. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
This is Christopher Kimball from Milk Street Radio. Our show covers everything and anything in the world of food, and this holiday season, we're exploring a Welsh tradition that involves...
horses' skulls, toffee making, strange Celtic folklore.
We go to Belgium for a lesson on gingerbread and waffles.
It always frustrates me because there is no Belgian waffle. We have thick waffles, thin waffles, brittle waffles, soft waffles. I mean, there's a waffle for every occasion, basically.
And we learn about hot drinks with names like...
Huggle My Buff or Huckle My Butt.
Join us for recipes and stories this holiday season on Milk Street Radio, wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.